Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John chapter 20, beginning at verse 11.
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen. The scriptures begin in a garden. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And so it was male and female. He created them, placing Adam and Eve in Eden, a place of communion, a place of peace, where God spoke and his creatures listened. But into that garden came another voice, a voice that twisted and deceived. Did God really say? And with that deceiving word, Adam and Eve turned from the word of life. Everything changed. The curse fell, thorns, sweat, sorrow, and finally the grave. Humanity was driven out of the garden into a world broken, bent, fallen. As the Augsburg Confessions describe it, since the fall, all who are naturally born are born without fear of God, without trust in God, inclined towards sin, a disease and original vice that is truly sin, bringing eternal death to those not born anew through baptism and the Holy Spirit. But in the fullness of time, another man is found in another garden. St. John tells us that the tomb where Jesus was laid was in a garden. The same Lord who planted Eden now appoints the place where the curse is undone. The God who once walked with Adam and Eve chose a garden as the place for the new creation to break forth. And so we see Mary standing there in the midst of the garden, weeping. Having come to honor the body of her Lord, she finds yet the tomb empty. It makes no sense. But she's living the story of the first garden, of confusion, of fear, a misguided feeling that God is nowhere to be found. That is what sin does. It blinds. It convinces us that death has the final word. Right behind her stands the new and greater Adam, She turns, sees him, but does not recognize that this is Jesus until he speaks her name, Mary. And where Eve's hearing had led to death, Mary's hearing now leads to life. Where the serpent's word brought confusion and fear, Christ's word brings clarity, truth, life, faith. The same Lord who spoke creation into being now speaks into Mary, restoration of life. The one who called out to Adam and Eve as they hid now calls Mary out of her sorrow. And she clings to him. Of course she does. But Jesus redirects her. Do not cling to me. Not because he doesn't like being touched. Not because he is going to go away again. But because he will ascend to fill all things and to be closer, nearer than touch could ever know. Present intimately and fully with you in his word and his sacraments. It's almost like Eden in reverse. In the first garden, Eve gave Adam the fruit that brought death. In this resurrection garden, Mary is sent with the word that brings life. Go to my brothers. I am ascending to my God and your God. These are the same men who fled, who hid, who denied Jesus. Brothers, he says, pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, the chastisement of Jesus brought them and brings us peace. Restored, brothers and sisters. And so Mary goes, announcing that first Easter proclamation, I have seen the Lord. Not an idea, not a metaphor, but a living, breathing, risen Savior who speaks, who restores, who sends. It is our story too. Born in that old garden, into Adam's world of sin and sorrow under the weight of the curse, Christ steps in and he speaks your name at holy baptism. He forgives your sins. He restores you. He feeds you his true body and most precious blood. And he sends you in his peace. The old garden told us death has the final word. The resurrection tells us that Christ's word stands forever. What the old garden broke, the resurrection garden restores, makes whole by God's design, in God's chosen place, through God's only Son. And so when Mary says, I have seen the Lord, she's announcing the first bloom of the new creation, because he is the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And thanks be to God. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.